And now let's take this to prayer and meditation. I believe that song, Sanctuary, is my favorite lead into meditation. And so appropriate for our topic today. A sanctuary is a place of safety. It's a place of comfort. It's a place of knowing that we are held in the arms of Spirit, that we are so incredibly valued, that we are so incredibly loved. And so I invite you just to really take a nice deep breath and inhale it and let it go as we move deep within to see, to hear, to feel, to touch what lies in each and every one of our hearts. And we don't do this, we don't enter into this spirit of prayer this morning saying that all of the craziness has to go away in order for us to be at peace. Rather, we take a leap of trust because we do so with an understanding that since forever there have been wars, there has been pestilence, there has been hunger, there has been pain, there has been suffering, there has been death. And we enter this prayer knowing that each and every one of us at some times experiences those things that are so hard to experience. But we affirm now as we really do tune into our heart to know that it's okay. It doesn't prevent us from embracing the reality of who and what we are. It doesn't prevent us from listening in whatever language the still small voice within you may speak it, the promise, the covenant made to us by Spirit, with us by Spirit. And that reality of that promise dwells within each and every one of us. And so there's no need to be frightened. There's no need to be scared. We come back. We remember. We are in sanctuary. Not a sanctuary defined by walls or physical spaces or anything that the world has to offer, but a sanctuary of consciousness, a sanctuary of awareness. A sanctuary in which love and peace and joy and happiness and all that we affirm to be good already is. And as we listen, we eliminate maybe just a bit more of the doubt. And so I invite you now just to stay in this space for a time. Listen to whatever language is being spoken to you. Listen to whatever call might be being put forth to you. Maybe coming to you in the physical appearance of all that is difficult. And I invite you to do that in a few moments of silence. And now I call out to you to return to the physical space, to open your eyes and again become aware of where you are physically, who may be around you. Because we always have to return and be about the business of making whatever it is that we just experienced manifest, demonstrated in some tangible way in the world. But we do so now, less afraid, more joyful, a little bit more at peace. And for the opportunity to come together this morning and share in prayer our common yet extraordinary oneness. We are so grateful, and we say, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God, and so it is. Amen. And we can dwell now in a little bit more music.